House District 12 was left without a representative when Bill Stultz announced his bid for a Senate seat earlier this year. Now two candidates with strong Wasilla connections are seeking to fill that gap. Ron Arvin is sending a development message to the voters as the August 19th primary approaches. The two-term Matanuska-Susitna Borough Assemblyman has an extensive background that involves overseeing federal construction contracts and work on export trade in Japan, Korea, and the Philippines. He points to his background in state and business trade relations.
I think what I bring to this race is very unique. Alaska is an export business from minerals to oil to timber, and I think that I have the skill set to help bring some of those initiatives further along.
Kathy Tilton has worked for the city of Wasilla and as a staffer for Republican Mat-Su legislator Mark Newman. She points to her work in helping to build the state budget as a plus during belt-tightening times to come.
The upcoming years are really crucial. If we don't get a handle on our state's budget, our state is going to be bankrupt, and there won't be the capital funding that we need to do any of the projects that we need to be open for business.
Both candidates grew up in Alaska. Arvin, born in Sitka, has three daughters in borough schools. Tilton moved to the state as an infant with her military family. She has three sons. Arvin has served on both the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority and Alaska Energy Authority boards and has worked with the Mat-Su Borough's Port Commission and Transportation Advisory Board. He says it's time to move forward on the Susitna-Watonna Dam, the Knik Arm Bridge, the Alaska Gas Line, and get going on trucking LNG from the North Slope to Fairbanks. He says all of those projects will help rural Alaskans beat high energy costs.
The state has an initiative to build a facility on the North Slope and truck modules of LNG down to interior Alaska. Along with that, those containers can be situated on a barge and can be moved up and down the rivers and provide alternative, less costly energy to rural Alaska.
Tilton, for her part, says the state should have a stable tax structure for companies to help lower energy costs. Tilton says her experience on the local government level involves working with Wasilla's sewer and transportation systems, but she points to her over 4 years' extensive work with the state budget as her biggest asset. She says the state budget needs to be a lot tighter.
In the Health and Social Services budget alone, there's over 860 grants to different sorts of programs. There are some that I don't believe that the state should be paying for.
Arvin says that during his 5 years on the Mat-Su Borough Assembly, the mill levy was reduced, saving borough taxpayers about $1 million. But he says on a state level, he'll focus on key services.
The people expect, I believe, government to provide public education, emergency services, and infrastructure so we can move ourselves and commerce effectively. The fourth part of that is the social aspect of taking care of the youngest and most vulnerable and the elderly in our communities. We need to focus on those things first.
Both candidates are against Proposition 1, and both are against raising the minimum wage, although for different reasons.
I feel like that the private sector has control of the pay that they want to pay their people. The effect has been on a federal level is a loss of jobs nationwide.
The issue should be how do we create jobs that you can raise a family on, not a minimum wage job. That's not what entry-level jobs are meant to be. We need to focus our energy on creating sustainable family wage jobs.
At the end of the last reporting period, Arvin had contributed $15,000 to his own campaign, but Tilton's self-contribution dwarfs that. Tilton has pumped more than $35,000 into her own campaign, saying that her work as a legislative staffer kept her from campaigning until late May, and that she needs the money to build name recognition. I'm Ellen Lockyer.